Hello, friends, and welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is me, Laura Khalil. I am so happy to be here with you today. I am going to talk today about the value of talking to strangers, which I know is kind of a strange concept, but before we dive into that, I want to mention a couple things. The first one is this: if you have been enjoying Brave by Design, and by the way, we are really taking off thanks to you. We are approaching 1,000 downloads a week. With your help, we will get there. If you love these episodes, share them with a friend. Post them on social. That really helps us. The other thing I want to mention is if you enjoy this show, head on over to bravebydesign.net. Sign up for the newsletter. Every Monday morning, you're going to get a shot of inspiration from me for your week ahead, my Monday Mindset newsletter. And you will also be alerted to upcoming talks and courses that I am giving. I will give a final shout out that this Friday, tomorrow, August 7th, I am going to be speaking at Intermittent, the Conference for Changemakers. You can still grab a ticket to it. Tickets are very affordable, and you're going to hear from a number of changemakers in that conference that are all committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is an incredible event, and I have been involved. This will be my fourth year. I like to say they cannot get rid of me. So please join me for that if you are available. It's going to be awesome. All right, on to today's episode. Well, actually, one more thing before I get to today's episode. We do have a Courageous Communication Masterclass series coming out soon. What is that? That is for people who have trouble having hard discussions, people who deal with microaggressions and unconscious bias on a daily basis and want to learn how to respond, if you want to learn how to read people better, if you want to learn the scripts for opening up difficult conversations. I'm going to be offering that and a whole lot more in that masterclass series. And if you want to get first announcement of when that's going live, and I'm targeting early September, but I'll let you know, it might be sooner. You're going to want to sign up for the newsletter over at bravebydesign.net. Okay, on to our topic at hand, talking to strangers. Now, you know, I get a lot of inspiration for these episodes we release on Thursday based on things that are happening in my life and that I'm seeing. And last week, I saw this really interesting post on LinkedIn. And if you're connected with me, you may have seen my comment on this. It was from a gentleman who was complaining about strangers blowing up his inbox on LinkedIn and that he didn't want to have random meetups with people. Now, I know we have all received spammy messages from someone on LinkedIn. That is a real thing. And they really are just kind of like a veiled sales pitch. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And so we don't respond to those and we don't engage. And ultimately, you know what happens? Our networks don't grow. Now, I'm not saying you should be responding to like all the spammy sales pitches, but generally I have found in between those pitches, there's different kinds of connections happening. And I want to talk a little bit about those. So I know that we are all taught never to talk to strangers as kids. And so what happens? Well, as adults, we are naturally distrustful of people and shy to talk to someone new or different or who's like not part of our tribe. And tribe can mean a lot of things. It can mean people that are a referral to you. It can mean people at your office or work, that type of thing. Anyone outside of that we're naturally suspicious of. But here's what I want to tell you. I have made friends, built partnerships with complete strangers that I do not know. And I found guests for the podcast. And I have booked my own speaking. All by talking to strangers. That is the truth. Now, I do not always know who I am talking to, especially in person. So, you know, remember the good old days when we go to a networking event and we would go, you know, you don't know who everyone is there, right? Or you're at a conference, you don't know who you're sitting next to. But I led with curiosity. And this really became a game changer. Many of our guests on Brave by Design are people whose work I spotted on LinkedIn or I spotted on Instagram or I spotted on Facebook and I sort of went down a rabbit hole and I said, oh yeah, I want to know more about what that's about. how do you think that we've gotten some of the biggest names in leadership on the show? It's by me talking to strangers. You know, people aren't like naturally approaching me saying, hey, Laura, we heard about your podcast. That's not really happening. It happens once in a while. But often it's me having to talk to a stranger who does not know me. And that's how we build connections. One of my greatest friends, and here's a great example, is one of my greatest friends. Her name is Chanel Hampton. She runs a business here in Detroit called Strategic Community Partners. Incredible business that is totally focused on racial equity, diversity, inclusion within Detroit. When I met Chanel, I didn't know any of that. All I knew about Chanel is that I saw her in the cafeteria of our co-working space. And I had run into her enough that I walked up to her one day and I said, hi, I'm Laura. Who are you? I've seen you everywhere. Tell me more about you. Chanel and I have done business together. We have become great friends because of this. We have, we speak together now. Actually, she's also speaking at Intermittent on Friday. These connections happen because we seek them out, because we lead with curiosity. So I want to talk a little bit about how to do this, because I know that this can seem very intimidating if you are a stranger. It can also, to someone that you're trying to talk to. I know it can seem also, if you are a man who's trying to talk to a woman, it can seem also concerning, or you want to be careful that you're not appearing like you're coming on to someone when that is not your intention. So there is an energy that you bring to every conversation. And this is sort of the silent part of what's going on when you're talking to people. And people pick up on it, right? People pick up, people know. They know if you're trying to get something out of them, or if you're trying to make a sale or a veiled sales pitch. I tell you, they know it. So here's what you do. When you approach someone, I do not want you to approach with the energy of what can I get out of this. If that's the energy you're bringing into a scenario, they will know and they will shut down. And I have had very nice people approach me with that energy, and they can tell you that I shut down every single time I sense it happening. And trust your intuition, friends. You know when this is happening. So instead, what do? I lead with this question. I lead, one, with curiosity. And then I'll say, I wonder what lights them up. I will ask myself that. I wonder what lights this person up. I wonder what gets them excited. And based on the answers to that question I learn as I'm talking to them, I will then say to myself, how can I be of service to this person? Is there a connection I can make for them? Is there a tip I can suggest? Is there a podcast episode I can recommend? And I'm not talking about necessarily my own. I'm talking about something that I think would be of service. Is there an article I can provide? Is there a recommendation I can make? That's how you be of service to complete strangers. Now, let me tell you what happens when you do this. Because everyone has been trained to not talk to strangers and to not trust strangers, and you are showing up in a totally different energy, they are going to be completely bowled over and very appreciative. You see, when I offer generosity to someone, I receive generosity back. When I'm underhanded and stingy, I receive underhandedness and stinginess right back. You get exactly what you give. So I prefer to lead with generosity. I prefer to lead with curiosity, and I prefer to lead with service to others. Okay, and people can sense that. Now, does that mean everyone I've connected with wants to talk to me, or is the right connection, or there's anything valuable there? No, it doesn't. And there are tons of people I've talked to where, you know what? That's 15 minutes I'm not going to get back. Okay, that's fine. But you're practicing and you're learning how to talk to strangers and you're learning how to get better, I should say, at having a heart of service towards others and being biased towards being of service to others. And that can really help you become an incredible networker, an incredible connector with people and to other people, for people. And that can just reap a lot of rewards. When I talk about connecting to people in this way, I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to make a sale tomorrow. That's not what this is even remotely about. This is about the long game. And I'm putting game in quotes because it's really not a game. It's really about your life. It's really about, I believe I'm here of service. I believe I'm here to do something special. And if I can help someone in a 15-minute conversation, excuse me, guys, losing my voice here. If I can help someone in a 15-minute conversation, and then maybe I can learn something in return, that's incredible. But I always ask and I always recommend give before you take. Give before you ask. It is a really powerful thing to do. You know, we had an episode, quite a while ago with FBI. His name's Robin Drake. Robin's incredible. I'm going to get his title wrong. He's like FBI counterintelligence officer. Okay. And he wrote this great book called Sizing People Up. Now, some of you know that I love spy stuff, so I love to talk about Robin. But Robin in Sizing People Up talks a lot about human behavior. And when you can learn what's important to someone and speak to someone in their values of what's important to them, you can really build affinity with people. And I remember after we had the podcast interview, it was really awesome. You guys can go listen to it if you haven't heard it already. And I went on LinkedIn the next day after it came out, and Robin had left me a very, very nice LinkedIn recommendation. And it was it was very genuine. It was very open-hearted. And I thought, wow, I really appreciate that. And I'm not going to forget that. And, you know, that's how you build affinity and rapport with virtual strangers, right? Is you give without expectation that they're going to give back to you, trusting that you will get back exactly what you need when the time is right and when you have the resources to use whatever you need that's coming into you. So I want to kind of issue a challenge for you guys this week. Talk to someone you wouldn't normally talk to. You know, and this doesn't have to be in a business context. This can be extremely low stakes. This can be at the grocery store, which I do behind my mask all the time. I'm talking to people at the meat counter, asking what they're getting and how they're enjoying, how they're going to cook their meat and things like that. That's me. I am that person. But getting more comfortable, learning how to talk to people, learning how to talk to strangers, and you may be really surprised by the connections you will build and make by doing that rather than shutting yourself in and, you know, like into a little box and not wanting to share with the world because you're afraid everyone's going to waste your time or everyone's trying to get something from you. Listen, that's a mindset. That doesn't mean it's reality. Okay. And if you lead with, oh, what do they want from me? I'm going to turn that right back around on you and say, what are you trying to get from them, right? You're not leading with a heart of service if that is how you see the world, if that is how you approach people. So flip it around. And I think you may be very surprised what you learn. So, hey, maybe this week you connect with someone cool on LinkedIn and say, hey, I love your work. I see some synergies. Here's a cool article for you. Boom, period, done. Or you connect with someone in real life if it's safe to do that. You know, try it out. Try to make it a practice, a habit, because it's really going to reap the benefits. Friends, that's it for today's episode. I am so thrilled to have you with me. Thank you for joining us. And if you like this episode, head on over to iTunes and please give us 5 stars. All right, we have a great episode coming up next Tuesday, I am going to be talking to the Chief Ethics Officer for Airbnb. His name is Rob Chestnut. Rob and I had an incredible interview on intentional integrity. If you are curious about that, and I know some of you are, it is an incredible talk. So you will hear that coming out this coming Tuesday. I can't wait for that. Until then, be brave.